Hey there, welcome to Flash Friday. This is just a little quick tip or motivation to get you inspired, something just really quick and easy to listen to on a Friday to get you ready to go and finish your week strong. So stay tuned and listen to what we have today. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. I am constantly looking at, what products do I sell? What programs do I have? Or could I have, or you know, when we're thinking, like, there's money left on the table here somewhere, like there's something we could be doing. There's a person who's like willing to pay me. Here's another great example. How many of you who are already bringing in money, how many of you have people that owe you money that if you just reached out to them like, hey, here's the payment link, or hey, here's a reminder, I need to make sure this is paid up, that you could get paid something today? Right? Sometimes it's one email that could bring you in money. So if you could focus specifically, like I know people, just kind of going back on that, that they'll have a lot of money outstanding at the end of the month. I'll tell you, in my brick and mortar business, we have automatic payment and everybody comes out on the 15th of the month. Our goal is that by the first of the month, we are completely down to $0. And that is one of my office manager's KPIs. Her goal is within 2 weeks, every dollar has been collected. If we could focus on things like that versus I shouldn't have Starbucks today, or I should really cut this out, or I should really, yes, you absolutely should if you don't have the money, but $3 here and $7 there and $97 here is not going to be anywhere near you bringing in $1,000 or $20,000 or whatever those numbers are. Does that make sense, you guys? So we're focusing on the wrong area. Not that you shouldn't focus at all, but you should be thinking about the 80-20 rule, okay? So the way that you're spending your money, the way that you're saving your money is coming from your beliefs and your thoughts, your feelings around how you have like your ideas with money, right? So if you can keep telling yourself like, wow, thank you, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I have this much money in my bank account. Even I sell a $19 course. And literally every day the $19 course sells. And every day that I see it sell, I literally in my head say, thank you for the $19. I am grateful for $19. Because if you are thinking, but it's only $19, it's not really a thing. My bookkeeper said to me, do you know that if you sell, I wish I had my calculator to do my math because I'm going to say this number wrong. But he's like, do you know that if you sell a $19 course every day, which we pretty much do, sometimes more than one, I don't know. It's either like 3,000 or 7,000, but either way, I was like, I had no idea you could, that number would add up that fast, right? So he's like, that's a big deal. I mean, if we could change the conversion on that opt-in to being a little bit more, you could be making, depending on what my number was, an extra 1,000, an extra 3,000. Like $1,000 is a big deal. I mean, you might be thinking, but I want to make 100,000. I want to make 1,000,000. Who cares about 1,000? Be grateful for the $1,000, right? You have to show that gratitude. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.